talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I wasn't gonna tell you that I loved you. I wasn't gonna say a single thing. I would have left you all alone. You'd go back on home. I tried to forget the joy you bring. I just had to tell you that
I... Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by a bluegrass band called Holler Choir, Carolina Moon, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. And Holler Choir will be one of dozens of bands that will be playing at the Charleston Bluegrass Festival coming up March 28th through the 30th. And you can rent an RV. You can camp out there for the whole weekend. It's Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th. It's a great time. We hope everyone will come on out to the Charleston Bluegrass Festival and check out Holler Choir in addition to many other great bluegrass bands. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. Happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Mary Gerard and Michael Pope with Better by Design. And they're a design build company. So you get the services of an interior designer and also a builder. Also, Todd Nowicki and Chad Murdoch with Hunter Quinn Homes. They're going to be talking about how if you happen to own a piece of property and you're going to be hiring a builder to build a structure on that property, you can talk to Hunter Quinn Homes about their home sites program. And that allows them to use their buying leverage. They build thousands of homes a year, and they negotiate prices down for all of the materials that are needed, and you can take advantage of their buying power to hire Hunter Quinn to build your dream home on your own piece of property that you own. Also, we'll be talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing, and you may have seen their cute little dolphin graphic. They had a big billboard on as you enter Mount Pleasant, and you can always see their ad in full page ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. He's going to be talking about all of their services and why you need to write down that number when you do have a plumbing need. And then we'll be talking to Justin Kaufman with Luanto Furniture. And Luanto Furniture is a wholesaler. They're best known for their sleeper sofas. And They have a factory showroom that they have opened recently on Clements Ferry Road, and they're going to be talking to us about their really innovative sleeper sofas, why you should think about stopping by there and checking them out as well. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Mary Gerard, senior designer, and Michael Pope, senior project designer with Better by Design. How are you folks doing?
We're doing great, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Take a moment and tell our listeners all about Better by Design.
Well, essentially, Better by Design is a design build firm, and we have four main areas to our business that we do for our clients. We have design that Mary and I both collaborate on together. And in the design process, and we think design is probably the most important thing about any project, because all the time you spend on the front end of a project, residentially speaking, especially, just makes a better project overall. Too many times people kind of jump into a project with a contractor and then start building things and then trying to figure out what they want to do as they go, mm-hmm. which is not a good way to do it. So we use a very sophisticated software that allows us to put 2 to 3 designs in front of a client that are 3D renderings. They look almost like photographs, and they can easily visualize what our visions are, and we can help fine-tune the design. The second thing that we do is Mary is extremely good at helping providing guidance to the client for finish selections, and she's always looking for things that fit the design criteria but also the budget, and she helps step the client through all the finishes that go along with the project to make it all be cohesive at the end.
And one of the things that with the finishes that I do, I would say I don't have a specific look. I take into consideration the residential property itself, and then also, you know, just mainly what the clientele wants, their aesthetic and their feel. For at the end of the day, I'm going to walk away and they're going to live in it. And if it's something that I've recommended that they don't like, that's going to resonate with my name. So we work really closely together to get them the look and the feel that they're looking for. I have several vendors that I work with, and I'm always looking for new ideas to be unique, so it's not the same look on every house. And this really helps during the construction process, because knowing the materials ahead of time, one, you know the budget and what you're purchasing, and also we order them all before construction starts, so that when a GC may call and say, hey, I've got the plumber, he's early, he's off another job, you know, can we get in there? I've got all the materials for him to just go keeping the construction moving along.
Mm. Gotcha. So when you were, I'm sorry, Michael, go ahead.
I was just going to finish off with the last two things that we do, which I think really set us apart. One is how we handle the construction budget. A lot of designers do the design and they hand it off to the client, and the client has to go and find a contractor. What we do that's a little different is we help vet contractors for our clients. We provide an itemized scope of work and have the contractors that we are bidding to have them provide us a budget that is itemized as well. And then we collaborate with the client and the contractor that we select and sit down at the table and work through the budget together. That way, when the client can really see where their money is being spent, we've proven time and time again that clients will always make the best decisions with their money if they understand exactly what they're getting and where it's being spent. And then the last thing we do is called project oversight. And again, one of the things that we learned a long time ago is that if you hand a design over to the client and the contractor during the construction process, things get lost in translation. the subcontractors tend to do things that are easier for them to do, not necessarily the best thing for the design of the project. So having us on site enables us to capture all those little details. And then at the end of the day, the difference between a really good project and a great project is really just the details. Mm-hmm. And making sure those are all captured during the construction process. And the other thing is, if anybody who's ever done any residential renovation work knows there's always a few surprises on every job when you open up a wall or a ceiling. And having us available to work with the contractor and the owner just makes it a lot easier to deal with those things. And I think the other service that we really provide is a lot of homeowners don't really have a lot of experience dealing with contractors, and so they don't understand the process. And they could tend to lose patience with the construction process, which is daunting as it is. And being a buffer to kind of be the liaison between the contractor and the homeowner kind of keeps everybody focused on what's important, getting the job done on time and on budget, and helps smooth out all the little issues that kind of go along the way. Mm-hmm. Construction delays, cost overlays.
How often are you on the job site, Michael? Is it a daily or weekly or monthly basis?
Well, it's definitely daily to weekly. It just depends. One of the things that we do on our projects is we provide a construction schedule on a client portal that they access over the internet. And so the client can see their schedule in advance and know when someone's going to be there and when they're not. And then we kind of base our time on site based on what's being done on the site at that given time.
I can definitely see the value in having you folks involved through the construction process. Yeah. From the homeowner's point of view, from the general contractor's point of view, is that assistance welcomed, or is there any resistance to that from the GC?
No, I think we sort of bridge that gap at the beginning while we're vetting. We really look at it as a collaborative effort. And I will tell you, from the finish side of things, contractors will give them a homeowner an allowance and send them to different places, which takes a little control out of the client's side of things, because we've been talking along the way during the design about certain aesthetics and materials and what their overall look is. And that gets lost if they go and they work with a salesperson who doesn't really know anything about the design, has never met the client prior to that. I can go and go, yeah, remember when you talked to me about this? This is what we should be looking at, if that's what you're still interested in. So having that history with them ahead of time really helps that part of the process. But then the general contractor doesn't have to worry about it.
Gotcha.
That's a good point. I think one of the other things that the general contractors, once they've had a chance to work with us, really appreciate is, one, we're giving them some really good 3D renderings of exactly what it's supposed to look like. And that translates all the way down to the subcontractor who's actually doing some of the work. When you can see what it is you're supposed to build, it's just easier. And I think that our general contractors realize pretty early on that we're not there to manage them. What we're really there is to help them and work through any kind of issues and try to find ways to make their job easier, because ultimately that means a more compact construction schedule and happier clients. So I think everybody, after we start working together, is very comfortable that we're collaborating and we're not just another person telling them what to do.
Yeah, you're there to make the GC's job a little easier. I've seen
exactly.
some GCs that will accompany the homeowner on their trip to the tile store, for example, whereas you're removing the GC and allowing them to focus on what they do best, which is swinging a hammer and making sure that their subs are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, and I can give you a perfect example, Tim. By knowing what the materials are ahead of time, if there's something unique or different about them that they have to compensate for during the construction, they can do that. We had a project in Mount Pleasant where they had a pool room, and we picked a custom floor that was an inch and a half thick. Well, the hallway flooring was only going to be 3/4 inch thick. So you can imagine what that threshold was going to be like. You're going to toe kick all day long. So by me being able to communicate to the contractor, he was able to lower the floor and use a thinner plywood so that the two floorings would be flush at the door.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Better by Design?
They can go to our website, betterbydesign.biz, B-I-Z, and that's probably the easiest way. They can call us at 843-718-5263. That's our direct number. I carry it with me all the time.
And we do have a Facebook and some social media pages as well.
All right, great. And you can always find Better by Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been speaking with senior designer Mary Gerard and senior project designer Michael Pope with Better by Design. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Todd Nowicki and Chad Murdoch with Hunter Quinn Homes. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing great, Tim. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing great, Tim. Thanks.
Excellent. Excellent. Take a moment and tell everyone about Hunter Quinn Homes.
So Hunter Quinn Homes has been around since 2013. We're based out of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, local builder. We've kind of expanded our footprint over the years, and we do close to 500 homes a year. And one of the interesting things that we do that most builders don't do is we've come up with what we call home sites program to allow us to be able to meet a need of the buyer. A lot of our buyers are coming into our model homes and asking us, hey, I got a piece of land or I've got a lot. Can you build a house on it? Historically, we have not been able to service that. So in the last really 5 years, we kind of honed in on that, and now we're able to provide that service to our customers. We're able to leverage our experience, our efficiencies as a production builder, and our buying power to help provide a better value for someone that wants to build on their personal property, and found great success with it, and looking to continue to expand it.
Gotcha. So we're talking about someone who has maybe they've inherited a piece of property, or there's a part of town that they want to live, and so they've gone ahead and purchased the lot, and so they're kind of looking for a builder, someone who's going to be able to build on that piece of property, and They can talk to custom builders. They could also talk to Hunter Quinn Homes. And what would be the big advantage of the property owner going with Hunter Quinn Homes versus another builder?
So historically, there's custom builders out there, and then there's production builders. Most production builders will only build their houses on their lots. The custom builders really do just a few homes a year, and they don't have the access and the leverage of the buying power that we can offer our customers to help them really, truly get a good value for what they're wanting to accomplish. Plus our experience, we have really seasoned project managers that are able to go on their property and identify what's going to be needed to build a home on it. So a lot of people, they'll purchase a lot and not realize, how do I get water, sewer, electricity, gas to the property? And we'll run all those traps for everyone to find out what it's going to take to get that lot properly serviced, besides just the sticks and bricks piece of it. It's also the topography, clearing a lot, understanding the soils, We want to make sure we build a solid foundation. Sometimes there's topography involved. So we have the ability to build, you know, slab on grade. We can do stem wall slabs. We can do crawl spaces. We can do basements, walkout basements. We can do drive under homes. So we have a lot of tools in our toolbox to help our customer achieve what they need to based on the piece of property they have. We also have a lot of experience. If water and sewer is not available, we're able to provide well service, so we can get wells put on their property or septic systems as well.
All right, great. And did they have to have their own plans, or can Hunter Quinn Homes help them with home plans that you folks have?
So, Tim, one of the great advantages of working with Hunter Quinn Homes and working with home sites by Hunter Quinn is we do have plans available in our repertoire, in our menu. These are Hunter Quinn Homes plans that are tried and true. They've been tested. They've been built before. And therefore, we can provide a much greater value to our customers because they don't have to go out and find their own plans. They don't have to go out and hire an architect, hire an engineer to design the plans. We've already taken those steps for them. So the value that they are able to get with Hunter Quinn Homes is exceptional.
So we have over 100 homes on our plan menu, Tim, that to choose from. So as part of the process, we help identify what the customer's needs are, bedrooms, bathrooms, how they're going to live in the house. Is it a generational house? Is it a new family that needs extra space? Is it a downsizing situation? In our current plan menu, we always can find something that'll meet the need of that particular buyer to see what they're trying to accomplish.
All right, great. And is a property owner limited by the geography? What areas can Hunter Quinn Homes and your Hunter Quinn Home Sites program serve homeowners?
We offer our home sites program in any one of our divisions that we build in. And so in South Carolina, we really, any coastal county as far north as Brunswick County, North Carolina, all the way down to Buford and Hilton Head to the south along the coastal counties. But we also build in Greenville, Spartanburg, up in Anderson and places like that. As far north in the Charleston market, we go as far north as just really South Columbia. We do Orangeburg, have a lot going up there. We have the I-95 corridor. So we do Manning, Santee, on up to Florence, Ellery, those type of areas as well. So anywhere from really the North Carolina border to the Georgia border along the coast, and then up, you know, to Columbia south, service out of our Charleston and Myrtle Beach divisions. And then in the upstate, it's our Greenville division can really handle anything from the Georgia border on over past Spartanburg.
Oh, wow. That's extensive. That's impressive.
And actually, we just recently expanded into to the Florida market, too. Again, kind of coastal down there between Jacksonville and Daytona on the I-95 corridor there. We have a new division that started up end of last year. It's doing some building your lots, home sites program, homes, like I said, really from South Jacksonville up to Daytona.
That's great. Well, describe the process a homeowner will experience when Hunter Quinn Homes is hired to build their new home.
So the first thing we want to do is invite them into our design center, where we will talk about the plan. So what is the home that they want to build? What is the home that Hunter Quinn Homes offers that they want to purchase? Once we've decided on the floor plan and the home, then we decide what structural features are really going to make this home the one that you want to live in, from extended porches to primary bathroom suites, bonus rooms and loft spaces, making sure that those are outfitted the way that the customer wants and is going to get the best use out of. And then they're going to go into our design studio and get to put all of the finishes, the cabinets, the countertops, the flooring, all the tile. It's just a wonderful experience for the customer. It's also fairly straightforward, meaning they don't have to run around town to the lighting shop. They don't have to run out and to the countertop place. We all have that in-house. We can help them with their designs. We have in-home design consultants. So it's a really a one-stop experience for the customer. And then once we get through the permitting process, then they can expect weekly updates on the progress of their home with pre-construction meetings, pre-drywall meetings, and new home orientations to make sure the home is exactly like they wanted it to be, that it's finished properly, and that it's ready for them to move into.
Gotcha.
One thing to add to add to that as well is one thing that we do that, again, a lot of builders don't do is we do offer customization to the house. A lot of builders, you know, they don't like to change. And we like to leverage our, again, our efficiencies. But at the same time, we recognize that the customers are seeing a lot of new and innovative things on HGTV to when they're in their local Home Depots and Lowe's, they see different products or different things on social media. And so they'll bring us, you know, some interesting designs and different things they'd like to see in their homes. And we're able to say yes a lot of the time to help them achieve that dream. So if they have a room that they're trying to really deck out to be a showpiece, we can do that. Custom bathrooms, really upgrading kitchens, but also secondary structures. We've built pool houses for people. We've built detached garages for people as well to really, again, help them live in their home the way that they had envisioned it.
That's great that that Hunter Quinn Homes has that flexibility because you're right. Sometimes homeowners might have a they see some tile in Charleston Home and Design magazine or another shelter magazine, and they're like that's the tile I want to use in my project.
That's right.
That's great. That's great. What is the best way for a homeowner who just purchased a piece of property on their own and is shopping for a builder to explore Hunter Quinn Homes' recent projects?
So we can start right at our website, hqhomesites.com or hqhome.com. We'll get you there as well. hqhomesites.com is an extremely informative website. We try to make it as transparent as possible. So pricing is right on the floor plans. We have a gallery of the images from the projects that we've done. One of the things that we do as a part of HomeSites is we will buy lots ourselves and build homes on them for sale. And it keeps a lot of the inventory that we offer to our Build On Your Lot customers out in the field. So they can actually go and visit and touch and feel and walk through these homes throughout the low country, throughout the upstate, and throughout each of our markets. So you can get out and feel and touch and see. We have home sale consultants who will guide you through those homes and make sure you understand exactly what you're seeing, exactly what's included feature versus what might be a luxury feature that you might want to aspire to.
And expanding further on that, too, one thing we have is when you build a home for somebody, it really becomes a relationship, and you get to know the owners really, really well, their families, and how they want to live in the house. And that relationship continues well after they've moved into their homes. And we have really, really good relationships with some of our customers that are very proud that if we have someone that's interested in a home and they live in that similar model, they welcome us in. They'll talk with our potential buyers, tell them their experience, but also showcase the particular home that they live in. They almost help us with the process because they're excited about it. And it's kind of neat to see that that relationship and how it continues. And it's good for our customers to be able to, again, ask the questions to a person that's been through the process and then also see their finished results. To me, that's one of the most exciting parts is when we're able to do that.
Yeah, and it's a great compliment to Hunter Quinn Homes because at the beginning of the building process, everybody is best friends. And then, you know, by the end, sometimes homeowners want to wring the builder's neck. So that's great that that Hunter Quinn Homes is able to deliver such a quality product and then also do it in a way that the homeowners have such a great experience that they, you know, they're willing to invite prospects for Hunter Quinn Homes into their newly built home to let them take a look around.
You're absolutely right. And it's very important to us. The relationship that we have with our customers, the experience that they go through, and we're not without fault. And yes, there are mistakes that happen and problems that can arise. It's the difference is how we react to them. We're always going to do the right thing. If we make a mistake, we're going to correct it. We're not going to make excuses, and we're not going to, try to talk them out of something that they really need or want. We're going to understand the problem. We're going to learn from it. And we're going to focus on the relationship. Because we're local, we live in the market. We'll see these folks in grocery stores and in stores, and it's always good to be out and about and run across a customer and shake their hand, and they tell us how much they're enjoying their home.
Yeah, that's great. We're almost out of time, but I did want to mention viewers of HGTV may have seen Hunter Quinn Homes in season 3 of HGTV's Rock the Block. And can you take just a minute to tell our listeners about that experience working with HGTV?
Sure. It was a very interesting experience. Big Hollywood comes to South Carolina, and we didn't really have the expectation was, oh, how's this really going to go? Because you're dealing with a lot of time constraints. You're on a film schedule. You're trying to build a home quickly that's being changed in process. But it was really, really amazing that how our team rallied. No matter, there were some late nights. There was a lot of challenges. But our team just got more excited. No one ever put their head down and said, we can't do this. And when was focused on how do we get it right. And the team from HGTV, Discovery Channel, true professionals, totally changed my feeling towards what you hear about Hollywood. Their whole mission is to have a really good experience, produce the best TV show that they can possibly do. And it just, there was a cohesion and a bond that was created with the team over at HGTV. That lasts till today. Even a month ago, I got a phone call from one of their build producers, just checking in, seeing how things are going. They were just wrapping up another season, and they were telling us about the experience they had out there, and we just chatted for about an hour. So it was a great, great experience, great learning opportunity, and we gladly do it again if we were asked.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Hunter Quinn Homes and the Hunter Quinn Homes Home Sites program?
Well, we are out in the field looking for you, but if you can't find us in the grocery store, please go to our website, hqhomesites.com. Our online sales consultant, Ella, will take a call directly from you. Her number is right on the website. And she will answer the phone. We don't have any robots in that slot. We have real people taking real calls. They will answer your call, and they will set an appointment with one of our sales consultants, and we will give you the information you need to make an informed decision.
All right, that's great. And you can always find Hunter Quinn Homes within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Todd Nowicki and Chad Murdoch with Hunter Quinn Homes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Yeah.
And now we're talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing. How are you doing, Warren?
I'm doing good, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Warren, take a moment and tell everyone about Charlestown Plumbing.
Yeah. So as you probably know, and many of our listeners may or may not know, we've been in the Charleston industry in the Charleston market in the plumbing industry for quite a while now. We used to be branded as Rooter Now and Leak Masters, as well as our sister company, Carolina Relining Solutions. And they all had a little distinct, really specialized service. And in September of last year, we decided that we would combine those brands together to form one really full service plumbing company that had a lot more to offer than your typical home service plumbing company.
All right. Very good. And folks may recognize Charlestown Plumbing. You've got a full page ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and it's very distinctive. It's got a very friendly dolphin graphic that is holding a pipe fitting tool, and Charleston Plumbing has run a huge billboard as you're entering Mount Pleasant, I believe it is. I've seen your billboard there, and it's that friendly looking dolphin graphic that's kind of jumping out of the water. And what made you decide to rebrand your company Charleston Plumbing and use that dolphin graphic?
Yes, sir. So thanks for asking. We really wanted to do something that was hyper local and focused on Charleston and the needs of Charleston. Which is why we used the name Charlestown Plumbing, the original name of Charleston. And then we used a dolphin as our mascot because our motto is to provide swift, smooth, and reliable service with a splash of Southern charm. So a dolphin really exemplifies those characteristics of being swift and smooth and reliable. And then we put a bow tie on them because that kind of represents the elevated level of service that we hold our technicians to. You're not going to get a dirty, grungy plumbing service company when you give us a call. Our guys are going to come in, they're going to be clean, they're going to be first class, they're going to make sure they put down mats to protect your home and their work area. It's just the brand and the dolphin was really meant to represent the elevated level of plumbing service that we are striving to provide here to the Charleston community.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Well, talk about some of the services that Charleston Plumbing provides that you get calls on a frequent basis.
Right. So as a full service plumbing company, obviously we can handle any plumbing emergency that comes up, anything from, leaking showers or showers that won't turn off, water heater replacements, water filtration. But then we also have a couple of specialty services that come in, which is kind of where some of the other brands come into play. So we do offer acoustical leak detections where we're able to pinpoint the location of a leak underground using some specialty equipment. And we also have a pipelining service available, which allows us to replace sewer lines without having to excavate your house or your yard, your slab, your kitchen, your bathroom. It's a non-invasive way to replace some of the older cast iron sewer lines that a lot of the homes in Charleston have.
Mm. Yeah. And that is a problem that homeowners experience is and every now and then I'll get something in the mail about there's a company offering for me to pay to have them replace the cast iron pipe that goes from the house to the main line sewer line. And That's something that Charleston Plumbing can help a homeowner with without having to dig up the yard and to replace that cast iron pipe.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's where the trenchless pipelining comes into play. We also have excavators here, so if we can give you what your best option is going to be between doing excavation, your traditional method, or doing a trenchless method. Just depending on your situation, there might be a better – either option could be your better fit for the project. But we have – you're going to get all the options if you give us a call.
Mm. And same-day service, that's a pretty important thing, and it's not something that people experience a lot, especially you're having a plumbing problem at home, and you call Charlestown Plumbing. You wish that they could get over there right away, but the expectation may be that, you might be backed up or have some other jobs that you've got to take care of before that. But same day service, that's something that Charlestown Plumbing prides itself with.
Absolutely, Tim. I mean, we staff ourselves in a way to where we can get a technician out typically within an hour if you give us a call. I mean, if you've got no hot water, you've got a backed up toilet, or you got a leak in your house, we need to get that fixed before, especially with a leak or a backup, we need to get that fixed before it causes additional damage to your house. So we understand that. We're going to make sure that we are staffed in a way that we can get people out as quickly as possible. And then our trucks are also stocked in a way to where we have the right equipment and the right materials on that truck to where we can get it fixed and get you back to your life. I mean, we understand, you woke up, you got a plumbing problem. You need to get it fixed. It's not something that most customers wanted to deal with. I mean, I don't think anybody ever wants to have to deal with a plumbing problem, but our motto with the Swift, Smooth, and Reliable service is to get somebody out there and get it fixed as quickly as possible with the least amount of disruption to you and your day as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. How many employees does Charlestown Plumbing have on staff that you're able to accommodate homeowners like that with the same day service?
We right now currently have 7 technicians.
Gotcha. And that's enough you have enough work to keep them busy and then also be able to accommodate homeowners that need that same day service.
We do. And I actually am in the process of purchasing and adding another truck right now. I think it should be delivered in the next couple of days. And we anticipate continuing to grow to meet the demand of the services here in Charleston.
Well, that's great. Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you about water filtration and how can Charlestown Plumbing help homeowners get cleaner water in their house?
Absolutely. So we have a number of different options for water filtration, but a lot of people have been growing more and more concerned about the contaminants that we have in our drinking water. So if you give us a call, we can send somebody out. We can do a test. We can do a test sample on your water, let you know what's actually in there, and provide you with a solution that will fit your needs in your home.
Well, that's great. And whenever I'm talking about water filtration, I like to mention that most people in the Charleston area get their water referred to as city water. Comes from the Edisto River, and that's about 40 miles south of here. And if you can picture, we used to canoe down the Edisto River, and every now and then you'd see snakes in the water, and it's considered kind of a black water river. That water travels, 40 miles through a pipeline. Gets to the treatment plant and is treated and cleaned up and everything like that. But then it's traveling through miles of pipes underneath the ground before it gets to your tap. And would you prefer that water at that point is filtered in your house versus drinking straight from the tap unfiltered? I guess that's a question for our listeners. And and Charlestown Plumbing. You folks can help homeowners with a water filtration system, right?
That's right. I'll add to that, Tim. If you go to the website, it's ewg.org. You can actually enter in your zip code, and it'll tell you all the contaminants that are known in your drinking water. They have both city of Mount. They have records, public records for both the city of Mount Pleasant and the city of Charleston. But if you go there and you search for Charleston, you're going to be shocked at what you find with the contaminants in the city water here in Charleston, mm-hmm. and then the adverse health effects that they lead to.
Right, right. Well, good deal. Well, and how can folks get more information about Charlestown Plumbing?
So you can visit our website at charlestownplumbing.com, or you can always give us a call at 843-212-4111, and we'd be happy to send out a technician and take a look at any issue that you may be having regarding your plumbing.
All right, great. And you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Warren DeHaven with Charlestown Plumbing. Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Justin Kaufman with Luanto Furniture. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Justin, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Luanto Furniture.
So Luanto Furniture has been founded in Finland in 1964. We're a third-generation family company with a core mission of quality furniture at fair prices. Basically, the three pillars of our production is we produce quality products with functional innovation, and all based around sustainable manufacturing techniques.
Gotcha. What is Luanto Furniture best known for?
Most people that might recognize the brand or are new to the brand find us based on our functional furniture. These include sleeper sofas from king size to cot size, and even a bunk bed sleeper sofa that has been viral on TikTok and social media.
Gotcha. Okay. And Luanto Furniture, we're pretty lucky to be living in Charleston for many reasons, including Luanto Furniture. You folks have opened up a factory store. Charleston is the headquarters for Luanto Furniture, and so you folks have opened up a factory store but you've been selling Luanto Furniture, your sleeper sofas and so forth, to other furniture companies, retailers throughout the United States for years and years, right?
Yeah, that is correct. We've been selling wholesale for almost 12 years now in North America, and people love it all across America. And we thought that and into Canada as well, which is pretty cool. But we thought that since we are headquartered in Charleston and we've been here for a long time, why not make it available, right from our own storefront? Since we can, help our friends and family, fill the homes, but also open up opportunities for local interior designers to be able to work with their projects in a place that is dedicated to all the customization options and knowledge that we have here in our headquarters. And it's really centrally located too, which is really, really awesome. It's 15 minutes from Mount Pleasant along the Clements Ferry corridor. You really can't miss it if you drive by. But it's been really cool to see all the different people come into the store and see such a wide selection of functional furniture and just see sort of the solutions pop up in their heads of like how this type of furniture can suit their homes and their lifestyles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd never heard the term functional furniture. So when you say functional furniture, what does that mean exactly?
Sure. So most of the time, a sofa in your home just sits on the floor and you sit on it and it does nothing for you other than looks nice and, is comfortable and is a place that you watch your football games or you watch your movies on Friday nights or whatnot. Functional furniture opens up a whole new level of function of a support to a lifestyle in the home. So when we say functional, a lot of times that is equivalent to a sleeper sofa. And it's not the old style of sleeper sofas that your grandmother had. With ours, it's integrated into the design, into the very mechanics of the sofa. So you get to experience the same comfort of your normal sofa without a sleeper. But even if you open it, it doesn't have a bar in your back. It has a thick foam mattress. And then there's plenty of different styles to choose from, sectionals. Oftentimes, sectionals also include a storage chaise, which opens up a whole new opportunity for what a sofa can do in your room. But then we have other designs that open up to a huge sleeping surface that can be used as triple chaises. So it really improves how you live in your home, and, you know, conforms to your home, conforms to your lifestyle, and, you know, better uses the space that you have in the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people, everybody's familiar with sleeper sofas, and sometimes besides the bar that you refer to, that kind of impacts your back when you're trying to sleep. Sometimes there's springs involved to when you're pulling it, it can be challenging to pull the sleeper out of the sofa. What's the experience like when someone is decides to extend the Lewanto furniture sleeper sofa?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. So we have a variety of different functions, which is the function is how the sleeper opens from the sofa. We have some that you just remove the back cushions and you can lift from the front of the sofa and open it in one motion. It has a lot of support, like parts in there that like assist with the opening, creating an assisted lift as well as a soft close. And these are all different ways to kind of make it less cumbersome to open the bed into your room. We also have ones that use a power system that you just click a wireless remote button and it opens before your eyes. That ones are pretty cool. And all of these have the options in sizes. These are all of our sleepers are available in American bed sizes. So if you're interested in having a king size sofa sleeper in your living room, you know, Charleston's a popular place for visitors to come, family, friends. Our sleepers give you the comfort to know that you're putting up the people that visit you in a comfortable spot. And it is easy to open. It's easy to put away. And it's going to be comfortable all night long.
Mm, yeah. And so I would imagine that people who have, they're using a spare bedroom as a home office or if someone has a guest room, sometimes the guest rooms aren't super big. They may want to maximize the space by having a sleeper sofa in a guest room or a home office. And is that popular with folks that want to use the Lewanto furniture sleeper sofa that way?
Yeah. So a lot of the times when people, you know, you have your favorite couch in the living room, you don't want to necessarily change it. But sleeper sofas offer prime opportunity to expand different spaces into multi-use rooms. There's a lot of work from home happening in this world today. And a lot of times that office used to be a guest room. But with a sleeper sofa by Lewanto, you don't have to give up the comfort of your sofa in your office or the comfort of your bed in your guest room. You can have an office guest suite with a Lewanto sofa sleeper. But even more than that, like we have larger designs that can be ordered through our made-to-order program, which is more of a factory direct custom program where you can design your own style, basically, and configure with different preset modules to kind of build it for your space and build in the functionality where you want it. And then you can choose upholsteries, you can choose leg styles, et cetera. So even if you wanted an extra sofa in your family room or frog, like you can design the space around the sofa and you can design the sofa specific for that space. Another really a really good point to make here is, well, there's a lot of like short-term rentals in Charleston. All of our designs are commercial grade construction. So if you're interested in, you know, having a Airbnb or a home away or whatever, our products are all commercial produced and commercial quality, upholstery and frame construction, to meet the demands of like short-term rental, for example, which is another reason, why we have this factory store in Charleston. You know, it's a booming city, growing people coming and visiting. We think that the product generally available in the market, you know, it's like, if they could have a Luanta, they should, I think, but I'm biased.
Is there a, we're almost out of time, but is there, if someone had asked you, is there a particular look or style of the Luanto furniture, sleepers, sofas?
So we have a wide variety. We have rolled arm sofas that are actually really popular in the Charleston market. We have track arms, we have ones with welted details and more chic looks. But there's really a lot of styles. It's more the solution of like what you're looking to put in the home and how you're looking to fill the space. And then we have styles to dress the decor choices.
So no, you're not limited to what the furniture style that someone has already in their house. You can buy a Luanto furniture sleeper sofa to match up. Well, that's great. Well, tell everyone where the new Luanto Furniture factory store is located, and how they can get your hours and other information.
Yeah, perfect. So our store is located. It's a big red building, big red roof building along Clements Ferry. It's on 404 Jessen Lane, Charleston, and our operation hours for the public in our factory store is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and also on Saturday, 9 to 3. But if you have any questions, you can feel free to give us a call at 843-343-8400, or you can visit us online at luantocharleston.com, and that's Luanto, L-U-O-N-T-O, charleston.com. And just a little fun fact to add at the end, Luanto is actually the Finnish word for nature. So everyone's been educated for the first Finnish word today.
Yeah, I was curious how the Luanto name came about. So it is Finnish for nature. Well, that's very interesting. And you can always find Luanto Furniture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Justin Kaufman with Luanto Furniture. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.